Blog Talk Radio.
Change, you throw your hands up too, because a change is on its way. A change is about to come, as Sam Cooke would say, that there's a change on its way. And in throwing your hands up means you are fed up. And those that have held us captives, you best to surrender, because we're taking no hostages. We are in a real war. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a makeup show from yesterday. I apologize for the static and the absence of my voice on the show yesterday while I spoke with my co-host, and later on I was like a ghost, like I wasn't there. So I featured that as some anonymous thing that happened through the spirit. I don't want to even credit it against Blog Talk, because I don't know if it's because the technology is not working. However, I am rerunning that show today because there were some very important things I wanted you to know. Now, my co-host won't be here, of course, but I wanted to run this show again, and that other show, please don't waste your time listening to that last show, because there is an absence of my voice in responding, and I apologize for that. Nevertheless, we are here together in full form. Now, you know, we are throwing our hands up because we are fed up with what is happening in the black communities and lower socioeconomic communities as well. And for those who are imposters, you are going to have to throw your hands up and come out and surrender. We caught you. That's right. We know your little games that you've been playing, and somebody has spilled the beans, and the lawyers that you had held hostage so they would not tell us what was going on, we figured that out on our own. And ladies and gentlemen, what we talked about yesterday was someone holding our homes hostage and seizing our property for their own portfolios. Now, let me bring you back to a place. Every one of you, I'm going to suggest that the next couple of weeks that you begin to go to your altars and start praying. Start chanting if you have not already started chanting. Well, learn to chant. Be a part of a circle of chanters who chant the Nam Neem Him Reke O. It is a vibration of frequency that puts us in line. No, it's not a religion. It is a path, and it is a frequency that puts you in line with the whole universe all over the world, even the trees, the little bees, the butterflies, and the rivers and oceans and streams are working for you now. And we need that. And that's why I'm chanting, because I need the mystic laws of the universe to say that I'm in tune with them and that I have sworn to be connected to them. And I suggest you need it too. No, you don't have to change your faith. No, you don't have to pick up a new religion or a new Bible. You just have to learn how to have a relationship with yourself. And that is where the Buddha teaches you to center yourself and to know that you're God, and to work on strengthening the God that lives within inside of you. You're in a real war now. You don't have time to be up in these churches pretending that you got the Holy Ghost or pretending that something's going to fall out the sky. You got to work on the God that's within you. You got to stir him, she, or it up in you. So you're going to have to spend time at your altar waking up the Godhead in you. Now, you want to be in this war, don't you? You can't fight in this world unless you're using spiritual tools, and that means you've got to waken the God and the Buddha in you. Yes, didn't you know it? You were God all along. Buddha's just been laying asleep, submerged underwater, but you're conscious now. We're not holding that against you. You're conscious because you're coming into my room and hearing conscious talks like this. Why don't you lock that dial in, Lord G, and why don't you call in? And, well, just know that right now we got a little technicality, so I can't answer your phone calls, and I apologize for that until I can get back to my desktop. I only am using my tablet now, but bear with us. If you want to leave me a comment, you can leave me a comment right down at the bottom, and I will get back to you indirectly. Here's what I want to tell you, that we are the gods on the scene now, and we don't have to take any idiosyncrasy, disrespect, or broken vows or broken promises from anyone. Broken promises have caused us to trust too much. Stop trusting the enemy. Stop believing that they will tell you the truth. You know the Bible tells you that they're the father of lies and the truth is not in them. And it's not in them because they are sick. And they are sick with a psychosis that we are going to have to solve. We're the only ones with the medicine. When you have someone sick among you with palsy, you give the medicine. It's time for us to give the medicine. We're not taking any hostages. We're just passing out medicine for those who persist on being racist and prejudiced for no other reason other than the fact that they're judging people by the color of their skin and not the content of their character. Well, we're good people, ladies and gentlemen, and the content of our character is good. There's no bad germ in us that you can decipher in our DNA. And you don't walk and shoot sight unseen because you assume that we have been demonized. You cannot demonize us on these media shows or television shows any longer. You cannot demonize us in our community and send a host of armies there to annihilate us. And these heads of police departments cannot give the order for you to shoot sight unseen and then stand with their hands behind their back and saying, it wasn't me, take him. If you had an officer on your team, which you manage and supervise, and he kills someone, you need to go down with them also because you have given the order. And a soldier only takes orders from his general or his colonel. Now, who is at blame here in the Ferguson case? Is it the department of the police department, or is it the gentleman that did the shooting and pulled the trigger? I say you both are guilty. And we are going to have to stop playing around with people nitpicking in these court cases and closed juries and closed sessions and doing their undermined work with one lawyer in there talking to this suspect. We're going to have to go behind your words and realize that we are going to be a token-carrying, constitutional-wearing African-American. And we're going to pull that Constitution. And we're going to recite that Constitution and call you on every amendment and every section in there that applies to us. And one section that we're forgetting about is life. And our section 4, the right to happiness, the pursuit of happiness, liberty, and the right to property. Now, this is what I'm talking about today, our property. How many of you have let your property go and let somebody seize it? How many of you have just threw your hands up and came out and gave your property up and let them put the lock on the door? How many of you, when you seen the sheriff, you backed off and said, I surrender, I give up? Well, I'm telling you not to surrender. I'm telling you not to back off when you put your life earnings in that property. And when you have signed paperwork and you have held your attorneys responsible for deciphering the contextualized information, and they have not stopped and flagged those sections to make sure you understand, clearly understand, what you are signing your rights away to by authorizing a mortgage company to have the authority to foreclose on you. That's right. That's the only way they can foreclose on you, according to your rights that you have through the consumer rights. Right in your mortgage papers, it tells you that you're giving the mortgage company the right to function as a trustee over your mortgage and giving him the authority by signing your signature through a written signature, not necessarily express signature. However, the question is, can you or will you use your authority to exercise your right to revoke your signature? That's something you need to ask your attorney right now. Number one question, if you hold a mortgage, ask your attorney, do you have the right to revoke your signature? And what can you do to prevent a foreclosure on your property? Now, you need to go to your lawyers because you paid them good money and they work for you. What I want to tell you is that we are forming a coalition of teachers across the country. And last night I tried to get that message through to let you know we're in California and Indiana. And we met last night because a case is due to go to court on the 3rd. And there are some people here, I understand, that are coming back from the dead all around the city that are forming and setting themselves up, and even some dry bones I heard. Yes, the ancestors are here. They came back from the miry clay, and they came back from the Middle Passage. They are here, and they're standing like the watchmen on the wall. This is a very important case. It will set precedence, people, and Omi gets to go in and to defend this case. I want you to pray for me like you never have before. Connect yourselves together and call on the ancestors, Eli, because I know he will pick me up, and he, she, or it will make me strong. And I know that I already did the reading, and it says, if I believe I can win, I will win. And I'm going to do another reading today to let you know that oracle readings are very important during times of crisis or important situations. You must do oracle reading, and you must rely on the ancestors to assist you. And when you're in a situation, You go down on your knees and you call on all of your ancestors and you load them up and tell them it's time now. It's time for us to stand out on the front line. These are invisible people, of course, but other people can see them. So carry them and tote them with you. Don't tote no pistol now. You don't need to carry no carnal weapons. Carry your ancestors with you. They are potent enough. Did you hear what I said? They are potent enough. Carry your ancestors with you, and they will pick you up, Eli, and they will make you strong, and they will make you victorious in the time of war. You are in war, you know. When you go into these chambers and courtrooms, you are fighting against an enemy, but they are more with you than against you. Always remember that. No, the judges are not playing fair. They're looking at who has clout, who has money, who has status, and they are ruling on their behalf. But today, this day, I decree that every courtroom judge has a sound mind and is waking up to the falsehoods that they've been supporting. They have been emancipating and supporting a fraud. They have been endorsing a felony amongst these false mortgage companies. Today and henceforth, they will not have it in their spirit to speak or utter a word that might be false and against any particular defendant who is defending their property. That every one of these judges will wake up out of this anesthesis, and the sworn duty that they swore to, they will stand up and uphold it or they will leave office. I decree today that every lawyer who is sworn to his society and every judge will render that sorority and organization to be known and void in honor of supporting the right to due process of all of the defendants that go before these judges today. Everyone that is fighting all across the land today, black, white, Jews, or indifferent, and if there are lower socioeconomic people, I know you're fighting. I decree that every courtroom will now be positioning these cases to look at them deeply instead of slinging them all across the judicial system and rendering them helpless and striking motions to proceed with a jury duty. I decree that every judge that is called to hear these cases know this great responsibility that's put upon them, that they will not lie, cheat, or steal, or support the so-called plaintiff who has been injured, and the truth will come forward, that they've been lying all along, that they have no authority, and they do not have the material subject within their possession. They've lied all along. They've had nothing but a certificate, and a certificate won't do. A certificate won't do. That material possession must be in their possession of the deeds and the mortgage and the wet signature of that property at all times. And if it has not been, they have no authority. And all authority rendered previously must be revoked, and they have no authority to proceed with foreclosing on the property. Now, the Lord has given me this knowledge. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not even a person who spends a lot of time in the law. But the Lord and the Holy Spirit has given me the unction to fight in the spirit. So therefore, he or she has to give me the words to say. And I'm relying on that voice in me, like Harriet said. Never venture anywhere where the voice didn't tell you to go. And listen to the voice. That's your first voice. That's the God that lives within inside of you. Judges, you are no different. You stand before the Lord just like I do as a priestess. You are sworn to uphold the law and carry it out, not to endorse falsehoods and innuendos that fake lawyers bring to your attention and slip you a statement under the rug where you look aside when it comes to their flaws, where you cannot look aside anymore because the ancestors are here now. If you should falsely render the decision for these clowns and buffoons to have a victory over an innocent person who has fought the good fight of faith and who has walked in and stood up and stood and delivered like a pro se should, I want you to know that all eyes are watching you. I want you to know that there will be more in that courtroom. Your ancestors will be there too, to see that you carry out your responsibilities in an appropriate way. I'm speaking to all the judges across the land who are holding and rendering decisions that are false, and they know they're false. And they're letting people walk that should be examined and given time. They're letting people's houses be shackled out like slaves. They're letting people's houses be stockpiled and given over to somebody's portfolio. Well, who is seizing our homes? Who is taking our homes unlawfully? Just because we receive a little something in the mail, we get scared when it's from the courthouse. Well, we need to get more familiar with the courthouse, and we need to appear there more often. 2 or 3 times a week, show up there. Even if you're sitting in on cases, go in there and figure out what you need to have in order to make an appearance before the judge. Go in the judge's chambers. Start visiting. Start being a regular visitor in the courthouse so that you know the procedures in which, in the manner of man that they are functioning in. And if anything is out of line with what the Constitution say, if it's unconstitutional right, then you have a right in the courtroom to say, Judge, this is unconstitutional, and I want my due process, because we're entitled to a jury of our own trial. Most people don't get to go to jury trial because they tell you it costs too much money. They tell you it's much too much time, but they don't want to do anything but offer you a plea bargain. Well, don't go down for the okey-doke, because you have a right to a jury trial. You have a right to somebody to hear your case so that you can plead on your own behalf. Now, I'm pleading with you, family. Stay in the spirit for me in the next 2 days. I'm pleading with you to touch and agree that all will go well, and send your spirit with me as I go, because I will have the whole host of the nation on my shoulders. But I'm not afraid, because the ancestors and I have already worked it out. We worked it out a long time ago. They got to get up awfully early to beat the Omi. And what they are trying to do in the night, we have already worked it out in the spirit months ago. This thing has already been worked out in the spirit, and I walked it out, and I saw myself winning, and I saw myself pleading the case to the judge, and he accepted and gave me favor. I decree favor over that judge, that judge has already saw to do the right thing by cases that we will bring in. Now, teachers, don't be slothful. Line yourselves up and come in to be a part. We've had 2 or 3 meetings to bring teachers together, and we're not only joining them up for NABI, we're joining them up for a real cause to help people who are in a turmoil and at the crossroad with their property. I don't want to see any more squatters. I've met 2 young ladies who've lost their home, who people had displaced them, moving them from one end of the town to the next, displacing them from hotel to hotel, running them up and down the roadways to the hospital from exhaustion, to the point that she lost her mother. And when she lost her mother, she had no one to appeal to. But these people who are taking these homes don't care, because they're building their portfolios, they're building money in there, they're having money for their children so they can pass down to their children's children. Well, the Lord said if you hate him, he will curse you down to the 1,000th generation, and he will curse you down to the 1,000th generation where your children's children will be gotten. So don't lay up stockpiles of things in places where moths can get to them, because moths will get to your safekeeping of goods that you put together so neatly in your portfolio. Don't be so quick to think that God won't come back for your things in the portfolio that you've stolen from somewhere else. Now, the trail of tears of all those Native Americans, I can still hear their voices now. The Cherokees, the Creeks, the Seminoles, I can still hear their voices now. As my grandparents and uncles told me the story of how the Seminole Indians went to fight with the slaves, and the slaves became the Seminole Indians who were fighting for land And that's all they were fighting and dying for was their land, because that's the only thing worth living for. And the Trail of Tears left a lot of them dead on that trail in the cold winters, trying to find a place to lay their head because they have been displaced. Well, I decree that there won't be any more displacement, and that the government will step in and stop this hideous thing from happening. It is like a sore. It is like a welting sore that is zooming all over the country, and they're telling them that they have to take back the properties. Why? Why, when they have distorted all of the information and they have lied to the people and they've given them a false deed of hope in giving them their last life savings to purchase these properties. Now they stockpile over 70% of the home, no one living in them, people standing on the outside looking in, where they don't have to squat anymore. The gods are on the scene now. I want you to chant to the gods to wake them up so that those gods can come on the scene. That's the only way you'll get God to wake up. You got to wake him up. He's inside of you. She's inside of you. Wake him, she, or it up, because the gods are needed now. There are people doing anything that they think they're big and bad enough to do to insult the integrity of the human being. Is to insult the integrity of your own self. If you don't care enough for your own self, at least care for the integrity of someone else. And now we have disrespect through the courtrooms going on. And now we have assaults going on to tell people, if I had a chance to do the same thing again, I would do the same thing and still have a conscience. To kill a young person in cold blood and you have the audacity to say you would do it again, then as far as your pension goes, that is not enough punishment to take away your severance pay or your pension. You've taken away a life. You might need to give a life for a life, or you might need to do some time. But when will we stop and say, no, we're not going to take any of this anymore? You won't steal our property. You won't kill our children. You won't steal our jobs. You won't deprive us. Because this Constitution you wrote, we're going to make it stand up in court. And we're going to make you endorse it. Because you wrote the language there. And if the language is no more good, then throw the damn book in the garbage can. You can't use it either. How is it that the law is going to work for you and work against us? Then you don't have a law. A law only is a law when it works. And if it doesn't work, it is no more a law than what you claimed it to be. We got to get smarter, teachers. We got to start getting our heads in this so-called annotated book of the Book of Codes and the Black Book and the so-called natural law. We got to get our heads in there, and we got to decree a thing, and we got to spell out and read out what's in there and bring it to their remembrance. When back in the 1600s, these men formed together in order to create a more perfect union. They decreed these things for all human beings, not just for people of racist status, but for all men, Jews, Gentiles, blacks alike. Then it's got to work for all of us. We can no longer let it be working for the rich and not for the poor. We can no longer have a law that does not exist for the people. And when it doesn't exist for the people, it is not a law. I repeat, it is not a law. Then you can't hold anyone to something that's not a law that you're not abiding by. It's very vital that we should get serious these days, ladies. It's very vital that you should join up with our organization to help women across the land. We're not lawyers. All we are is stenographers, and we can type and put your paperwork together so you can get the audience to have an appearance, to fight your cases, whatever have you. There's people going in and out of court who have filed bankruptcy, too, that are still yet going through. Even after filing bankruptcy, they're getting challenged by other lawsuits, and their lawyers won't help them. If your lawyers won't help you, you go to them and tell them you paid them money, and they're responsible for helping you through these things. And I'm sending you to these lawyers. They should be getting a lot of business about now. Because they've got to do the job or surrender the job. You cannot have a lawyer that said they're going to help you in a foreclosure, and then they tell you that they're not privy to reside over your case because they was involved with the foreclosure. That can happen too. But know that if everyone refuses you, then stand on your own and stand and deliver. Harriet has already taught you how to stand and deliver. She's taught you that you can stand up for what you believe is right. And you must understand, Harriet was just a woman with no education, a little woman at that. She stood and delivered for a whole nation of people. And not one time did she draw back. She went several times back to help people, to deliver them out of bondage. You're going to have to help somebody be delivered out of bondage. And right now, we're going to stop this seizing of our property. And we're going to set up a sign like they're doing in California, and they're fighting all over California. And they're going in the courtrooms, and they're winning. And this thing about a person doesn't have a right to a home or property is a lie, and it comes from the pit of hell. Do you not know we are the indigenous people, and every indigenous people deserve to have land and not just property? Now, if we got smart and we sued for this land, you'd be paying us until the cows come home for the land that you've been withholding from us and giving us reparation. If everyone was smart that's an African American, we would now be pleading for a reparation and our land. And then we can move and go off to ourselves and be ourselves. It's a shame that we have to be played with, fighting in a time like this when every race of people have gotten their reparation. As a matter of fact, the first reparation was given when Lincoln was in office. He gave it to the slave owners just to let the slaves go. He paid those people off. Check the record. The first reparation was given to white men in power who owned businesses and slaves. So they got their reparation off the top. But they don't see the fit to give us reparation when they've kept us in slavery for years and years and still are holding some people in hijacked lynchings. Well, we want our reparation and we want our land right now. And we're going in these courtrooms and we're bringing our ancestors with us, and they will testify against you. They will testify even in the utterance of their voices. While they're yet in the spirit realm, they will testify against you. And they stand in the courtroom as our peers to testify against you. You don't want Mother Nature to come against you. Mother Nature, we have to hold her back sometimes. We do have authority of the elements. We do have authority of calling forth the wind and the rain and the fire. And the elements will fight for us. And we don't want to have to ask these elements to back off you. But we're telling you to back off of us. If you got any money left, do the right thing. Make us whole with the monies that you owe us for reparation. And give our properties back. I'm warning you to give our properties back. If you do not obey, the ancestors will be unleashed on you. Give our properties back. And don't worry about trying to hurt me or nobody in my household, because you can't kill me. I will rise up early within your family and your family's family. You can't kill a spirit who is immortal. You cannot take a soul of someone who has a soul of a God. And you can't hurt me and mine. I tell you this day that I'm warning you. This is the voice of a warner. You will not always hear the voice of a warner. Leave Sherelle Garth and her family alone. Take your hands off of anything that belongs to me and mine. Because I'm a righteous woman, and I am rightly guided. And I've not been called for this time and place to play with you. I don't play with children. I am your mother. And you will honor your mothers and your fathers that you might live long on this earth. We did create you, and we did bring you into existence. And you discovered that through looking in high places. I am one of the darker hues, and I am Dignish. And my sister is Dignish, and her sister is Dignish. And we created the universe. And we do have some authority and some power. And we are pleading with you to back off and give our properties back, to back off and leave our children alone, and to back out of our communities and leave us alone. We are rightly guided people. We don't need that kind of security. And we don't need the overassessment. We can guide ourselves. If the authority will see fit, they will let us govern ourselves, and we'll be a better people for doing it. We don't need someone that's going to come in and kill a person for jaywalking. And then claim they're doing their duty. Duty to who? How can you better a community through jaywalking arrest? If you don't have anything better to do, then go into the white communities and find white crime, because there's always some there too. And don't think just because we're poor communities, there's always crime there. A lot of us came up from poor communities, but we have good integrity, and we have good judgment, and we understand what it means to be moralistically righteous. We're not just going to church for a sedative. And you people that are in your churches doing undermining stuff that are black, come out of these churches and become righteous. Because the churches sometimes set you up for failure. You've got to be able to go to your own pulpits and your own altars and have a rightly relationship with God. Young men, you cannot begin to be young men until you have developed a relationship with a higher force called your God and a relationship with your woman. That's the two things that make you a man. And we got to start making men as well as making women to live upright. And nobody will taint you with these movies and the media. And you cannot just take a dollar to corrupt your soul. God will give you favor and he will add no sour to it. A lot of you who are in these industries now have sour in your life because you have let somebody turn you out. Well, we got to be decent people. We first got to start cleaning ourselves up, so we could tolerate each other, so we won't be the spook who sat by the door and start to point people out and be in CID and having a wire on us to turn in our brothers and sisters, and while we play undercover cops. Well, we are through with this undercover cop stuff. If you're in our tribe and you're turning evidence, you got to go. You can't be coming in trying to turn on a brother and sister while we clean ourselves up. It's very vital that you should understand that right now we're in a crisis situation. We have children dropping out of school, and in our major urban cities, people don't know how they're going to make it from one minute to the next. But the gods are on the scene, darling. When the gods are on the scene, everything is plentiful. We have the ability to bring forth food and fruit and meat in our house, and we will survive. And we will not only survive, but we will have enough to not borrow and lend to others. We will have to feed others people's tables. But should we leave this country? Can we do it here in this United States? Will be our next discussion. Can we make it here, or should we get dual citizenship and have our land in other countries where we can remain sovereign? Because we are still Americans, we still want the right to our land here. We're not going to leave our land because we died for that land, our families died for that land, and it's our right and our inalienable right. And we are going to demand that we have that land. Now, I don't know what you've been thinking, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you're talking about Black Friday and getting your children's gifts and spending money. I'm going to tell you to stop spending your money. That's your power and your authority you have. Revoke it. Pull it back. And don't spend another dime. Live and do with what you have, and stop giving the money to society to better them. Withhold your dollar. And if you're going to buy from an industry, start buying from yourself. But you've got to do something better than what you're doing. You cannot be asleep. Wake up. Wake up. Begin to go into these Buddhist meetings and find out what Buddhism and Daishi and Daishonin is all about. Try going in and understanding that Buddha was a black man. But they don't want to tell you that. They say he's an Indian, but we know he was a black man. Start following his path. He left us with the path that can lead us to something. We need to have paths these days, the middle way path. I'm not talking about the extreme, going to the far west or the far east. I'm talking about the middle way path. And it's very vital that you should understand, ladies and gentlemen, we must save our children. We must save our children because they're the only one that will take us into the new dispensation. We're in a new world now, and a new world order must take place. And I am warning every one of you who are doing disgrace to the people of the black race, stop it. Take your hands off these women. Take your hands off of our titles and our deeds to our property. Take your hands off these people in the media when you're planning to do wrong. If it's in your heart to do wrong, God will chasten you. He will chastise you. Chastisement will be upon you. And I've given you your warning. And this is the voice that is giving you your warning. I trust that you will obey and live, that your children's children may live. And we thank you for this time and hour, and we bid you farewell. Until I call in again, ladies and gentlemen, I will be on again this week on Friday. Please follow with me and find out the outcome of the case. Now be with me in the courtroom and pray my faith and send the gods that they may dwell with me and that I might have favor. And I thank you for listening, and I will talk with you again soon. We say, oh, double, and baba booey to you, y'all. Take care.